Blog Talk Radio.
It's not even working. Welcome to a non-working Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I can hear fine. There's no reason to go bounding over this dumb program. But anyway, I think it's more than 159, don't you? Come back.
Oh, I thought I clicked Uncle Christian.
Did you click him in? You're the guy.
He's on.
The headset.
Uncle Chris is on the air? Am I on the air? You guys are producing great today.
You're on. You take this unduly too seriously. Go.
Who's producing over there today? Because it's awful.
I don't know. He's doing an awful job. Way too unduly seriously. He's not even being this serious.
I see. What? How are we doing? What do we think on the Prep LaSalle matchup today? The only game that matters all weekend.
Yes, it is. It is. It's gonna be a tough one for battle. It's a hard hill for.
Who do you think is going to win? I didn't hear a selection there.
I think Prep is the selection that we win.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
I think you might be right, but it's not good.
No.
All right, what about
that
baseball?
Who
do you think is going to end up?
I think it's...
Who do you think is going to end up in the World Series there?
Toronto and the Cubs.
Mets go bye-bye, thank goodness.
Yes.
All right, and then for our final game of the week, what do we think the Eagles are going to do?
I think they've had another loss.
Another loss?
Yeah.
I think you might be right. Although the home field, you know, could play in, maybe not.
Home field is getting better.
Hey, speaking of Eagles, you know where I was last night? I was at
Huser
Park, I believe it's called, out in Upper Merion. It had a full baseball field lit, two full softball fields lit, two full football fields lit, and another baseball field lit. And they were all lit, and people weren't even using them. So I'm talking to one of the other guys. Andy Reid dumped all the money into the park to get it fixed and make it. I mean, the place was gorgeous. It was an incredible day.
Yeah.
So as much as Big Red, annoyed all of us, he was good for the community.
Yeah. Big Red fixes our park because our town just won't do it. Leave it to Big Red.
That's what Big Red did. He got out the checkbook, took care of it.
A couple million. I like it.
All right, brother. Well, it was good having you at the game last week.
Let's hit him with the trivia.
Let's smack it up.
All right, here's a hit him with this Jeopardy. The right guard for 400. Here we go. Give it to him. This Spur made his pro debut with an Argentinian club in the 1995-96 season, and that would be. Which Spur began in Argentina?
No one cares about basketball.
First
Man,
initial,
I have no idea.
M.
No, he has no idea.
MG.
That gives it away. Thank you.
There he goes.
You love to cut people off early, man. It's not
Hey, Jamie.
Calper, hello.
That last caller about those fields, I see that here in Minnesota. I'll tell him and tell you, people don't do that anymore. It's a shame. He's absolutely right. You know, Big Red Tomato. I see it here in Minnesota at Hopkins Central Park here. It's a shame. He's absolutely right. These places are lit, but kids don't go out and play parks anymore. Jamie, it's a shame. They don't go outside. So
see it.
It's a shame, man. I play outside all the time. When I was young, and I still do. I like to go out to the park and hang out. But so you guys won last week, the Sissies, and they embarrassed the Fakers. My Cowboys had the bye. We played the G-Men next week. You can soften up. But I said my podcast. I said I don't know. G-Men, I don't trust them. But I'll see you guys win. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. But it's good to see the Royals win last night. I got $10 on the Mets to win the World Series. To put it down. It was 5-1. So it's Ted the Talking Head, you've talked to him. He's a board member. He's a big Mets fan. He's in South Carolina. He's happy. So I don't really hate the Cockroaches, the Cubs, but I'm sick and tired of the bandwagon riders. You're a Philly fan. I know that, and you are who you are. But a lot of bandwagon riders running around blue hats on here in Minnesota. It drives me insane. You cheer for your club. I cheer for mine. And the day, it's, it's a laundry basket. So it's actually fun to watch people low men right now. I mean, Batista flip of the bat, who cares about that? It's about don't give up the home run if you don't like the flip of the bat, right?
Yes, strike them out.
Yeah.
That's right.
And who cares, right? Who cares? I mean, right now, feeble old man, I don't really care about it. I mean, I'm the kind of guy, if I was in Philadelphia and it was about the ninth in Philadelphia, and I'd be the first guy to your pitcher. I'd be the first guy to pitch because I'm a bandwagon rider of that team. I mean, Twinkies, no one cares. The Running Ponytails won it. They had a big parade downtown Minneapolis. No one cares. But at the end of the day, it's the National Felon League. So, but the World Series, I'm taking the Mets in seven. I'll take the Royals in Mets in seven. I love to see that. So Dodgers are going to fire their coach. I mean, a big shows that how much money you have doesn't mean anything. So as long as there's no crying when someone loses, it's just sports. So week six already, Jamie. Before you know it. Here's my prediction before you let me go. I think there's going to be the Tea Partiers and the Packers, both undefeated teams in Santa Clara, Super Bowl 50. So someone's going to break Miami Dolphins' record. Your thoughts?
I think it's very possible that we'll have an undefeated team.
Both teams undefeated. Miami Dolphins no longer the big record. So the perp, the cheater, and Peter the Cheater lose Superman. It unravels in Seattle. So I think there'll be a lot of coffins getting sealed, including Houston. So there'll be a lot of funerals after week six, the six-pack. So whatever,
yeah,
the hockey sticks next week, week seven. Jamie, you be good in Philadelphia, live from Minnesota. Speculation
right.
Sports, we speculate you. Jamie, be good. I tweet your show on Twitter and Facebook. Be good.
All right. See you, sir. We won't get rid of him. Let's go to another person. Bob,
give out.
I have no intro for you this week. No witty thing.
That was terrific. That was good. I like that. So, for some baseball, I guess I heard your predictions. I don't know. I think Mets Cubs going to be close. I guess I like Kansas City in the American League, but of course, easy for me to say that since, you know, they're up 1-0.
Yeah.
Did you hear? You know, did you see the? You saw that seventh inning with Toronto and Texas, right? With all the shenanigans that happened that day. Did you see
yes,
that?
Yes, I saw the shenanigans of Toronto and Texas.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so, now listen. Now, Toronto fans, they start throwing beer on the field, right? Little girl,
yeah,
gets bit, she's crying, and they're showing her crying. The next day, and after the game, the narrative was, you know, Toronto fans are just so passionate. That's why they did that. They're passionate. I'm like, oh, my God. Can you imagine if that happened in Philadelphia? It would be the lead story for, like, a week on how bad fans are. But it happened in Toronto. It was like, oh, well, you know, whatever. People were like, the little girl shouldn't have been at the game anyway. Like, okay. I'm sure that would have happened in Philly.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. I'm sure she knew that she was going to get hit with a beer. When she went into the game, that's just in our plans, I'm sure.
I agree. So, Eagles this week. I don't really know what to make of this game. And the Eagles, I mean, they took a step in the right direction last week. Obviously, they played a bad team, and Bradford still made mistakes. But overall, I guess you're happy with the final result. So that's good, I guess. I don't really have any sort of feel on how they're going to show up this week, but we'll see. I don't know. I'm just having trouble getting up for this game. I don't know. Are you excited for this game?
No, I'm not. And I have no reason to be excited. We beat a bad, terrible thing team. Whoop-dee-doo. We're 2-3, and we're probably going to be 2-4.
Yeah, I don't know. I could see either way. I could see them winning or losing this game. I don't know. The line's 4, which is a little strange to me. I figured it would be lower than that. But
it is kind of a weird line. The police will propel you to stay away from this game. I think 4 is a weird line. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Probably not a lot of action on this game, I wouldn't think. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Maybe if they look good here and win, we'll start believing a little bit again. But right now, they still have to win my trust back.
I think that you deserve to make them do that. Certainly, give some trivia.
Yeah.
Trivia.
All right. Here we go. I'm gonna run down this. I just did this for myself, and I got 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 5. All right, let's see how he does. On December 15th, 1960. Oh, this category is Booyah. Okay, Booyah. For 200. Booyah. On December 15th, 1968, this NFL team's fans famously booed Sam and pelted him with snowballs.
The Eagles.
Who is the Eagles?
The
correct.
Eagles?
In 2006, the mayor of this North California city apologized for his NHL team's fans booing O Canada. So you need a Northern California hockey club.
San Jose Sharks?
Correct. I missed that one. I said L.A.
That's an easy one. LA's not in New York.
I couldn't think of it, okay?
Right here.
This team's Hal McCray. If they're booing, they're the dumbest fans in baseball. Which team was Hal McCray part of? Correct. In 2001, this ex-Kentucky hoops coach was booed as he returned as Louisville's coach.
Pitino.
Correct. And for 1,000, after his 1978 three-run playoff home run, Boston fans booed the blank out of him for years.
Bucky Dent?
Correct. 5 for 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I know my booing.
That's an easy category. All right, we'll give you a harder category so you can get two. I'll see you soon, sir.
Okay.
All right. Hello, Mr. Craig is out. Probably want to talk some baseball. What's up? Hello? Hello?
Miranda, say it to Sam again.
Frank.
Can't
hello?
Drag it.
There
yeah. you go. Let
go. Are you there?
You are.
How you doing? Okay, I'm running the baseball, but my question is, pick a baseball winner. One team. Who's going to win it all?
Blue Jays. Bats are too good. I think it's either the winner of this series, Blue Jays or Royals.
All right, well, you put it down. You heard it here. The Cubbies will win it all. They got nice pitchers, and they hit like crazy. And that's my pick.
Yeah.
All right, now let's go what's close and dear to your heart. The football Monday night, who's going to win?
I think Giants are going to win in a close hardball game, like 24-17.
Okay, there you go. Well, there are the two predictions. All right. I'll talk to you again. Remember,
hold on,
you heard
we got good.
Go ahead. What
do you got? Got good trivia here for you. Which venue did this occur at? UCLA men's hoop team had a 98-game home winning streak. At what venue did that occur?
Chavez Ravine. Which team now? Which sport?
John Wooden's team, UCLA Bruins, the hoops team.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What stadium did they – you know what stadium they played in?
Yeah, it was called the Something Arena.
Something Pavilion.
Pauly Pavilion.
Correct.
See, you give me
Pauly
away.
Pauly Pavilion. Very good. Great. Pauly Pavilion.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah, that's a great pavilion knowledge, right? You see us,
right. That's out of the dark reaches of my mind. Way to go. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Yeah,
bye.
You did a great job on that. Even if you didn't say pavilion,
what are you so quick?
Gone.
Yeah, so what? It's fun when people get it. Look at how excited he got the answer.
You'd rather
coax him into the answer. It feels good to, like, remember the knowledge that you know is in your brain.
Well, give me a few questions.
Fine. All right. You want to stay with the venue game?
Yeah.
Or is that just way too hard for you?
No, it's easy.
All right. The $200 venue question. Stu Miller was said to have been blown off the mound at the 1961 All-Star Game.
Astrodome? No.
How would it be wind? It's blown, literally, they're saying there was too much wind. Blown off the mound.
Wrigley Field?
That was a good guess. It's Candlestick Park.
Oh.
Mark Messier held the Stanley Cup aloft on June 14th, 1994, where'd that occur?
I'm Madison Square Garden.
Correct. The Patriots lost Super Bowl 31 and won Super Bowl 36 at which stadium? Just take a guess. You're gonna
St.
think.
Louis?
No. Come on. Think of the most popular one. Go there.
What? I don't know what the most popular
Super Bowl stadium.
I don't know.
Where have more Super Bowls been played than any other stadium?
Yes, I'm not going to get it. What is it?
Superdome. Nylens. All right. Pesky's pole is on the right field line.
Fenway Park.
That is correct. Not bad.
How about we do this? Get all 30 MLB, NBA arenas. I want to see if I can name them.
The NBA arenas?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
What team playing which arena? I think I could do it.
I don't even think you're going to be close, but here we go.
Well, we'll do it.
All right.
I want to do it with all the sports except hockey.
All right, let's see. NBA arena names.
Well, yeah.
All right, listen, Naja Basketball Arenas. Of course, it's on Wiki. Wiki, Wiki, Wiki. Wiki, Wiki, Wiki. All right. Now, I'll name the team?
Yes.
All right. Nobody on hold, and we begin. The Toronto Raptors.
The Air Canada Lieutenant.
Correct. The Miami Heat.
American Airlines Arena.
Correct. The Dallas Mavericks.
I don't know. That's American Airlines Arena.
Correct. I might sort this by team as opposed to...
What?
Yeah. I had to sort it by team because it was going alphabetically with arena names. That's too easy. All right, here we go. ATL Hawks.
Bills Arena.
Correct. Boston Celtics.
TD Garden.
Correct. Brooklyn Nets.
Boston Tennis.
Correct. Charlotte Hornets.
Time Warner Cable Arena.
Correct. In every word was correct.
Yes.
Chicago Bulls.
United States.
Correct. Cleveland Cavaliers.
Switzerland Arena.
Correct. Every word. Cleveland Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, we already did that.
Oh, Denver Nuggets.
Pepsi,
correct. Detroit Pistons.
Pound at
Auburn Hill. Correct. Just checking to see if there's anyone hold. No, there's not. Golden State Warriors. Correct. Houston Rockets. Correct. Indiana Pacers.
Lakers.
Woo! LA Clippers. LA Lakers. Correct. Memphis Grizzlies.
Phoenix. Four.
Correct. Milwaukee Bucks.
BMO Harris Bradley Penn.
Correct. Minnesota Timberwolves.
Target Penn.
Correct. New Orleans Pelicans.
Smoothie King Center.
Correct.
Orleans Arena. Which
one? No, you got it. Smoothie King Center. New York Knickerbockers.
That's
correct. Oklahoma City Thunder.
Chesapeake Energy Arena.
Correct. That leaves 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 left. And we got a caller. The suspense is killing me. Can he run the table with the entire National Basketball Association?
Who is it?
774-200-0839.
Ah, this is Tom Craig, and he's up. How are you, sir?
JC, so what's your, I haven't listened to the show, what's your prognostication for Monday night?
It's hard to predict this thing because you really don't know week to week, but I'm leaning towards a loss. You asked me for one, so I'm going to say a loss. I think it'll be a hard fought game, but I think it's a loss.
Okay. All right. Honestly, it's a good thing. I think the Eagles are finally starting to show some momentum offensively and a little more consistency. They do that and control the ball and have a couple long drives. I think they have a good chance to beat
that
team.
I think you end up on that ball control and keeping it away from the Giants offense because they are aerial attack of one of the best in the NFL, guys. T.O.P., time of possession, will be a big factor.
They don't have much of a running game, though. So if we can
they don't.
We take away their run with our guys up front and you could double-team Beckham, then you have something because those other guys are questionable. Cruz probably won't play. Randall's a third or fourth guy in that offense if everybody's healthy, though. You know, he's not Julio Jones, so I don't think that's a guy to turn.
No, he's not a starter or anything like that. You're right.
So what do you think of the Flyboys with the little win over 3 points against the defending Stanley Cup finalist? What do you think about
that? I thought that was not likely, and now they're at this long layoff, which I'm not happy about. Wednesday to Tuesday, what is that? But that's another thing. But 3 points, Neuberg looking great, looking like a seasoned NHL great, and the defenseman doing a great job. So everything is clicking right now.
And this is what the Flyers have lacked the past couple of years, is a good start. So hopefully after 10 games or something like 6-3-1, and, you know, we might be on to something. We might be on the playoff run this year.
I think we might be on the playoff run. It's a long year, but I think if they keep playing like this, you cannot keep them out of a playoff.
Right, and then they got the nice guys in the bullpen getting ready to come up at some point if they're needed. So
things
are looking brighter for the Flyboys. So what do you think about the fries.com? Do you think Rory's going to have a chance to come back and grab the trophy?
I think Rory can always get a trophy when he's at the top. I think it's great that they're having things like the fries.com every year after the respective cups that you can get more rounds in, because basically that's all it is. So I really like that they continue to have a big schedule, and you can get more rounds, and then people take advantage of it. So I think Rui's going to have a resilient weekend.
There you go. I like it. I like it, JC. Any trivia on the way out the door?
Yeah.
Category is the right guard.
What's that?
In furs and fedoras, he was the style as well as speech leader of the early 1970s.
That would be one Walter Clyde Frazier.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
See you guys. Have a good weekend.
He does the Nick games now. Give his hand and move on. I mean, we're on the table, and that's what I mean. That's
all right, here we go. I don't know how you're going to do this. All right, we last left off at OKC.
Yeah,
you already did it, right?
I chose to be energy.
Orlando Magic.
Philadelphia
76ers.
Before I go, even though they don't want to admit it.
I don't understand what's going on there. Can you talk about that?
No. They're not happy with Wells Fargo, so it's the center.
Who's saying that? The Sixers?
Yeah. Then
why?
I don't know. I just saying Wells Fargo. I have what we call a disagreement.
Phoenix Suns.
U.S. Airways, honey.
We'll get back to that one. It's funny. The picture shows U.S. Airways Center.
Yeah.
But the name says Talking Stick Resort Arena.
No. Well, that's a new name.
That's a new name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me that.
I'll give it to you. Portland Trailblazers.
Rose Garden, but that's not really called that.
It used to be, but it's not now.
Oh, come back to it.
Okay. Sacramento Kings.
Three Train Arena.
Correct. San Antonio Spurs.
AT&T Center.
Correct. Toronto Raptors.
Can we do that?
Okay. Utah Jazz.
I don't get it. Come back.
Washington Wizards.
Verizon.
All right. So you got two here, Utah Jazz
and
Portland Trailblazers. You want the initials?
Yeah.
Portland Trailblazers is two words. The first word begins with an M.
Oh, that's not going to do it.
And the second word is center.
What?
Moda?
Yeah.
I never heard of that. You know that one?
Yeah.
Utah Jazz are in the three-word arena. ESA are the initials.
Energy Solutions Arena.
Correct.
Yeah.
10 seconds, time is off.
No, I'm going to do NFL.
Not tonight.
Yeah.
No, because we have other places to go.
I'm not going to do
sporting events, football and baseball.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay right here all day. Bye. Why is it required that I go?